Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we're going to talk about our favorite topic, which is Star Wars, once again, because there's been some more rumors about changes in Lucasfilms and also Disney. When I thought about this earlier, it just reminded me of a song, so I'm going to go ahead and sing a little bit. Like, Kathleen, you lied to me. You said Star Wars was in good hands. You lied to me. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You lied to me. You thought you had the answers. You lied to me. And Star Wars died. Star Wars died. Is Lucas coming back? Oh, my God. Is Lucas coming back? I hope he is. And Star Wars won't be whack. All right. And the thing is that George Lucas might be coming back to Star Wars, making a triumphant return to the property that he so carefully fostered. And we're going to go directly to the man that, if he shows up at your house uninvited, the only questions he has are, where the cash at? Where the stash at? And if you get caught slipping, Ashley break out the phone and he rob you for that cash at. So Big Mike, what's good in the hood, my homie? What's really hood, Joe?
What's good is hopefully Kathleen Kennedy's on her way out the door, or already has her office packed because of the pandemic and she's not coming back. Long overdue. I just hope there's a lot of truth to it, that it's not anybody blowing smoke. I believe that it is true, though. I think Disney has now come to the conclusion that they royally fucked up by leaving her in charge for 3 movies. They're trying to fix the damage. And so I think,
well, it wasn't just 3 movies, it was 5. Yeah. And potentially 6, almost, but...
Yeah, everything's about course correcting. It's the greatest movie franchise, no matter how many people want to argue it.
It's the license of print money, toys, licensing, all that stuff.
You literally just stamp Star Wars on something and you're good. And
pajamas, underwear, bed sheets, all that stuff.
Waffle makers, it's all kinds of shit. Like, it's ridiculous how much stuff has Star Wars on it now.
Even Samsung had a robot Vader vacuum. I'm like, yeah, Star Wars, dude.
Yeah, you had basically one job. Take that, make 3 solid movies. I'd argue they didn't have to be great. They just had to be solid. And she couldn't even do that. And the man who created it literally gave you an outline of what to do in order to accomplish that. And you basically said, fuck what you're talking about. I'm doing what I want to do. And you screwed it up. So now, like I said, Disney has course correct. And based on the success of The Mandalorian and how well that went, they're looking and going, okay, we clearly know what the problem is and we need to get her out the door. Hopefully that's what they've decided to do. Just waiting on the announcement. If the rumor about the Lucas cut is true, that makes it even worse. The fact that he sat there and did a version of the movie and showed it to you and you still decided not to put that out in theaters either, she got to go.
All right. So Keith, what do you think about George Lucas potentially returning back to Star Wars?
Long overdue, but I'm taking that news with a grain of salt. First, I think he's primarily done with the fans. He's not done with the money or the story. And I remember he was just tired after doing Episode 3. He was looking at more years of doing another series of films, but at the same time, he's pretty much up with his life. But it's got to hurt. One part, it's got to hurt. The other part, it's kind of vindication. The fandoms just kind of went completely left. So I'm optimistic about the course correction. I agree with Mike that Kathleen Kennedy's got to go. Her screw up is at a level where it's not just that Star Wars was a property that just made money regardless. Even bad Star Wars makes money. When you start looking at people who are just flat out, George Lucas's worse was better than this trash, then you got to know that there is
episode one, a problem. Episode 1. Ooh. Darth Maul, that's all I can say.
Yeah, but you at least had something from that. At least episode 1 contributed to the whole
midichlorians.
Darth Maul. The thing that really is striking about the whole thing, because the rumors are going around. I mean, basically, Kathleen Kennedy's out. They want to bring George Lucas back in. That Lucas had offered a cut of the film or an edit of the film that would have been better than what was produced and all that other stuff. I think the biggest thing that Disney's looking at is that how come they love Marvel? We can put out a movie with a talking raccoon as one of the leads. And yeah, Star Wars is getting so much hate and shit.
Not just that, but a tree that only speaks one word.
Yeah, he's only got one phrase. How is it that that's making more money? How is it Paul Rudd is leading a film, a franchise that earns money, is fair to middling reviews, talking about Ant-Man, and yet Star Wars is just reviled?
As far as the Ant-Man movie, he's part of a continuity or connective tissue with other familiar characters. So just the thought of, hey, his character can interact with Spider-Man or Captain America, just the thought of it and knowing that there'll be future connections with these characters can anticipate movie success.
And that's where she failed at, because she didn't have anything connecting to anything. She completely ignored the 20 plus years of lore that was created of expanded universe. She had a library to pull from, pull the ideas and source material. She basically doubled down on the whole, we're only going to go by the movies. She didn't want to deal with it. She didn't want to have anything to do with it. And J.J. Abrams followed up with like, yeah, I agree.
And regarding the Guardians of the Galaxy, I mean, that no one was really expecting much. I knew it was part of Marvel, but part of the reason, in my opinion, why it's successful is because of storytelling, plot development. And that movie was funny as hell. If you can recall the first time you saw that movie, I'm pretty sure you got more than a chuckle on it. So humor, great storytelling, good CGI equates success. It did everything perfectly. So I'm pretty sure they didn't expect that it would have as much success as it did. But I'm going to tell you now, when Guardians of the Galaxy 3 comes out, regardless of what phase they're in or what part of storyline they plan to alter, it's going to be an instant $1.something billion, guaranteed.
Oh, yeah, as long as they stick with that.
Well, one, they brought the famed director back, which was, that was a plus. They're smart. Two, it'll likely have the same plot as far as funny, CGI, great storytelling, and connected with other characters that everyone's already familiar with. I'm telling you, $1.5 billion guaranteed.
All right, so I have a question. Did anyone see, I guess, a couple of articles about that bringing back Palpatine might have been George Lucas's idea?
I haven't heard anything about that. Abrams and the writer of, I don't even know the guy's name, bragged about taking credit for that. First comic book that come out post Return of the Jedi was called Dark Empire and dealt with Palpatine coming back. Palpatine's master plan was that if he died, he would come back, and he would come back in a clone body. He would use some Sith alchemy to bring himself to put his soul back into a clone body that he would bring back. Forge a new empire. He gets Luke and Leia and tries to turn them to the dark side, and was kind of the premise of the book. So Palpatine's resurrection and stuff, I mean, that was a story that was approved by George Lucas before he kicked off the whole expanded universe, signing off on everything under the sun in terms of Star Wars. Like, he signed off on that idea. So it's been an idea that's been kicked around and actually been told before, but told far better, and that made a lot more sense in terms of this.
Well, I think it was that second movie, the Rian Johnson one, which... that movie felt good to me. Like, I don't know why I like that movie, but I do. I think between that and Solo, I think those two movies really turned the course of Star Wars in a negative tone. But again, I like the Rian Johnson Star Wars, even though some elements of it, Luke Skywalker, weren't done well. But I think more had to do with the writing. And again, somebody signed off on that. That was not Rian Johnson.
So yeah, it was Kathleen Kennedy. And the thing was, she was flat out firing people who were not doing anything, who were doing things that were counter to whatever vision she had. And they did the same thing with Solo. It was supposed to be one thing. It was going to be a heist film, grounds Han Solo in some type of realism and do his Han Solo movie, which kind of won. But that they apparently looked at it. She didn't like it and fired a guy and brought in Ron Howard, which...
No, dismissed that because Ron Howard was a good guy. She fired two guys.
Yeah, that was right. Yeah, it was two guys working on that film, right?
Yeah.
What the hell? Apparently, he reshot most of the scenes. Same script. They reshot most of the scenes, but Ron Howard didn't use wide-angled shots. So, like, the massive sets they built, they didn't use them. What the?
Idiots. But
God.
But Mike, how does Packy feel about some of these changes in Star Wars?
I haven't really talked to him about it. I sent him the announcement, the new dates, or what is it, 2023, 2025, and 2027 for the new movies. And he just replied, yippee. So by that response,
he just wanted more Star Wars.
he's kind of done with it right now. So the George Lucas thing, I don't think he's going to come back and direct anything. I got a feeling it's more so going to be the oversee Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
I think Favreau is going to be the one who's honestly going to end up being in charge of either him or Dave Filoni.
And probably Taika Waititi. So I think his star is rising on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Just in
general. And the rumor is he's supposed to direct the next Star Wars movie anyway. Last I heard, George Lucas was perfectly happy with his life the way it is. He's worth more than $1 billion. He's got the love of his life. He's hanging out with Oprah. He's chilling. Like, there's no reason for him to come back and deal with the stress and all that other than he's either really bored or... That's it. Like, that's the only reason I can see him come back is being like, okay, they fucked up my child. I want to get it on the right direction. I'm just bored as hell, so let me go do it. Because if the four demands are accurate and true, then I feel like it almost sounded like he's like, I'm going to write down the most ridiculous stuff that no one will ever agree to. And then if they agree to it, he's basically going to be like, I'm going to write a blank check because you're going to have to pay me whatever. And Disney's at a point where they're going to do whatever to try to get it fixed. So
another part to this is he's not super greedy, but at the same time, he is money conscious. The fact that he kept the merchandising, he told Fox, you guys can have the movie, I'll do the merchandising. He still has that attitude of, I'm going to keep my money going. So Disney's taking a hit, the pandemic.
But you got to figure that he's doing okay, though, because he still has Skywalker Sound. And they damn near do sound for everybody. Like,
he's doing good. He's doing okay. But at some point, you kind of got to look back and be like, they've messed up. Like, when Gene Roddenberry died, granted, he was at odds with Paramount because they were trying to get him out the door, trying to get him away from Star Trek, The Next Generation. But he was looking at a second TV series coming out based off of his property. Because they were in talks to do Deep Space Nine. IP, his original creation, finally make it big and get the comeback it deserved. He saw it going on the rise, kind of being respected again. So there's got to be something to it when you're at the end of things, the tail end of 70, and you're like, what did I do? And, oh, he created Star Wars and Indiana Jones. And, well, the last Indiana Jones movie was not well received. And Star Wars is a complete mess. And everybody's clamoring for me to come back and fix it. Your ego would kind of be stoked to step in and be like, all right, I'll come back and do something with it.
Well, the thing with Star Trek was that Gene Roddenberry had Rick Berman, who developed it together. I mean, it's Gene Roddenberry's idea, right. But Rick Berman had enough input because he was another executive producer. I mean, Kathleen Kennedy worked with Lucas, but I guess she didn't take any of the lessons by.
What they're saying is true. For whatever reason, she just thought the whole, I don't want to call it social justice agenda, but I don't know what else to call it. The woke agenda, I guess. We'll just say woke.
Woken these people. Woken these.
She really saw that and said, I'm going to run with this. Yeah. It was so strange, like how that, it was like Star Wars is the last. It's
Star
like
Trek,
saying,
well, I would just say Star
Trek needs more diversity.
Star Trek is progressive. Star Wars tried to go in a progressive direction and just completely failed.
Star Wars is always progressive. Race, religion, creed, any of that stuff, none of that mattered. It was you can put any actor, any place, and any position within that franchise, and it would still work. You know, much the same way as Star Trek was. So I would argue that Star Wars was as progressive as Star Trek was. I mean, not as boldly as it did.
Again, if this does happen, hey, look, more Star Wars for everybody, more quality Star Wars for everybody, more importantly, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.